I'm Steve Jess with a look at Montana news. Local police, county sheriffs, and the Montana Highway Patrol are putting extra patrols on the road from now through Memorial Day. State Transportation Director Mike Tooley says in the next 2 weeks, officers around the state are working together to catch speeders and other unsafe drivers.
In many departments, the MHP is the one I'm familiar with. We had some overlap there where the force was effectively doubled for a certain period of time.
Tooley says it's part of the state's Vision Zero initiative, which aims to eliminate deaths and injuries on the state's roads. The Transportation Department is footing the bill for beefed-up patrols by local police around the state. Increased patrols are also planned for the 4th of July and Labor Day weekends. Montana's elected officials, from the governor to district judges, will get pay raises starting July 1st. The raises are based on a five-state survey taken last year of elected officials' pay in Idaho, Wyoming, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Montana. Those raises do not include legislators, though. Supreme Court Justice Mike McGrath will be the highest-paid elected official in the state when his salary increases nearly 9% to $138,000. The six other Supreme Court justices are receiving a 9% hike to $136,000 each. Attorney General Tim Fox's salary will go up 6.6% to $123,000. And Governor Steve Bullock will get a 3.1% increase, with a paycheck totaling $112,000 a year. A Montana lawmaker is praising President Obama's decision to restrict the kinds of military surplus equipment that go to local police departments. Republican Nick Schwaderer of Superior sponsored a bill this year to block Montana agencies from getting leftover combat gear such as armored vehicles, drones, or grenade launchers. Schwaderer says he was pleased to see the president issue similar restrictions this afternoon.
And you know, I'm the guy who's first in line to decry the president when he's taken stances back on our civil liberties and the stability of our country. But this is a rare moment where we can push policy forward in a good way.
The president announced that police will no longer be able to pick up grenade launchers, camouflage uniforms, and some kinds of vehicles from military surplus. Other kinds of surplus gear will be distributed only if a governing body, such as a city council, has given its approval. At least six police departments across Montana have acquired military-style armored vehicles in recent years, mostly from Defense Department surplus. Five Washington state men have been stripped of hunting privileges in Montana for 5 years and ordered to pay $41,000 in fines and restitution for illegally shooting elk. The case stemmed from a year-long two-state poaching investigation by Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks into six bull elk shot on private land in a closed hunting district on the Rocky Mountain front. Five of the elk were trophy size. Washington Fish and Wildlife Department police assisted in that investigation. The Great Falls Tribune reports the elk shootings happened in 2010, 11, and 13. Montana game officials describe it as a scheme to shoot trophy elk and get them out of the state secretly. State lawmakers on Monday chose 14 topics for in-depth study in advance of the 2017 legislative session. The issues range from sexual assault statutes and policies to laws aimed at protecting youth from sports-related concussions. The studies conducted between legislative sessions can help set the agenda and result in bills for the 2017 session. Senator Diane Sands, a Democrat from Missoula, brought the sexual assault study proposal before the 2015 legislature. The statewide study comes after federal investigators found the City of Missoula and University of Montana failed to properly respond to reports of sexual assault after a 2012 investigation. Federal officials said earlier this month the Missoula Police Department has made all required changes to improve how it handles rape cases, and that federal officials are still working with other agencies. Lawmakers also plan to study ride-sharing, net metering, local fire and emergency services, and ownership of personal information, among other topics. A bipartisan committee chose the topics Monday from resolutions that passed the 2015 legislature. A Missoula mall is facing a lawsuit from the owner of a Christian bookstore who says his business was discriminated against when he wasn't allowed to open up shop. The Missoulian reports Michael Burks wanted to turn his hockey shop into a Garden of Reading during the summer months to help him meet a Southgate Mall requirement that tenants remain open during mall hours. The hockey club experiences a seasonal drop in sales during the summer, and Burks saw it as a way to stay open and in compliance. Billings police say a startled boy fired a shot through his bedroom window and killed a 15-year-old friend who was trying to wake him. The Billings Police Department statement, released Monday, provides the first details about what led to the early Sunday shooting. Captain John Bedford identified the victim as McKeon Schulte. The statement says Schulte and another boy showed up at their friend's house about 2:30 Sunday morning. They knocked on his window and threw pebbles to wake him. Police say the unnamed boy was startled and did not recognize the faces outside. He fired a gun that was in his bedroom, striking the victim in the head. No arrests have been made, and the Billings Gazette reports authorities are meeting with prosecutors to determine how to proceed. Local police, county sheriffs, and the Montana Highway Patrol are putting extra patrols on the road from now through Memorial Day. State Transportation Director Mike Tooley says in the next 2 weeks, officers around the state are working together to catch speeders and other unsafe drivers.
In many departments, the MHP is the one I'm familiar with. We had some overlap there where the force was effectively doubled for a certain period of time.
Tooley says it's part of the state's Vision Zero initiative, which aims to eliminate deaths and injuries on the state's roads. The Transportation Department is footing the bill for beefed-up patrols by local police around the state. Increased patrols are also planned for the 4th of July and Labor Day weekends. Montana's elected officials, from the governor to district judges, will get pay raises starting July 1st. The raises are based on a five-state survey taken last year of elected officials' pay in Idaho, Wyoming, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Montana. Those raises do not include legislators, though. Supreme Court Justice Mike McGrath will be the highest-paid elected official in the state when his salary increases nearly 9% to $138,000. The six other Supreme Court justices are receiving a 9% hike to $136,000 each. Attorney General Tim Fox's salary will go up 6.6% to $123,000. And Governor Steve Bullock will get a 3.1% increase with a paycheck totaling $112,000 a year. That's a look at Montana News. I'm Steve Jess.